August 11th, 2025. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series. I'm your host, Don Brown, coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in the Five Points in the Work Hub Studios. I am, this is a civic media production. So in that regard, I have the honor of being serviced by the extraordinary talents of the mighty Max Martinson, our producer, who normally works from Radio Park there at the radio station name again, Max?
WRJN.
WRJN. You know, that's what happens when you go into podcasting. You kind of lose touch of your radio roots. But so my apologies to Civic Media. But very important to Civic Media, in addition to great radio, provides these wonderful podcasts. Be sure to check out civicmedia.us to learn more. And my focus, of course, is all things Waukesha, the city, the county, the state of mind, and the greatest state we know, Wisconsin. And tonight's guest, like myself, is a transplant from down in the noise. Now, not from there originally, but was there probably a good 10 or 15 years before moving up here to the Shaw. And many listeners would know him from his exhibits at our farmers market on Saturday mornings, as well as some other farmers markets, I believe. And your business is out of Pewaukee, I believe, here in Waukesha County. And so I'm honored to have on this podcast Steve Schuyler, the owner of Java Twist. Did I say that correctly?
Yes, sir.
And it is a unique coffee soda beverage company.
It's not soda.
Okay, thank you.
Coffee with fruit juice.
Oh, so there's no carbonation?
Correct. There's no CO2.
Thank you.
So
okay.
We use the best way I can describe it is in 2019, Don, we launched a coffee version of an Arnold Palmer. So instead of iced tea, right, with lemonade, we launched cold brew coffee with lemonade. That was our very first beverage that I launched in 2019.
Wow.
And then, since then, we slowly have grown to 9 beverages. So we have 9 beverages currently on the market.
Yes.
Seven of them are cold brew coffee with fruit. And then we have 2 what I call non-coffee drinks. And they're really, I made them for kids. Some people don't like coffee. And they're just twisted lemonades.
So oh, cool.
We'll talk about them, but so 9 total beverages on the market right now.
That's fantastic. Is there one beverage you'd say is your biggest seller or the crowd favorite or the tourist?
Yeah, it actually is. Well, of the coffees, it's probably my cranberry. Here, I even brought a bottle for you. It's
nice.
cranberry juice with coffee. So,
nice.
So that's of the coffee ones. This one is actually a 0 added sugar. So
okay.
You use monk fruit. So we started messing around with that. We're without sugar. People didn't want to drink their calories, you know, pretty popular sugar stuff. Because we use real fruit juice. So this is real cranberry juice in it. I mean, we can't say it's 0, right? So it still has sugar because of the fruit. But 0 added, we don't add any sugar, we add monk fruit instead.
Sure.
So that's of the coffee ones, that's probably the most popular. The overall most popular product I'm making right now is my blueberry lemonade, hands down. Blueberry juice with lemonade. It's hands down I can't make enough of it. I can't,
yeah.
You know,
that's a good problem.
We still hand bottles, so like literally.
Wow.
I gotta go do it. We hand make it. It's all done in our shop, and it's technically Pewaukee, but it's actually in the city of Waukesha.
Yes,
so,
love it. Paying Waukesha taxes.
That's right. So from that standpoint, the blueberry lemonade is by far and away. Now, I say that those two are the most popular, but the most intriguing drink I have, even coffee with fruit and all the weirdness that entails, the people that stop that never have had my stuff before, they stop, they see my sign, And it's because they see this drink right here. They see this chocolate lemonade.
Mm.
And this is a drink I created. It's a long story, but it's lemonade with chocolate.
Sure.
And so people don't have, they're so intrigued by it, they got to try it. And then they stop and they try three or four other flavors, you know, out of the nine. And then they buy six or so. I mean, it's just a wild flavor. It's like a flavor adventure. I don't know what I else to describe. So the best way I can describe it is it's lemonade first and then chocolate, a little kiss of chocolate at the end of the drink.
Sure.
And that's really what it is. And I made it because, well, I had mom and dad coming up to the farmer's market and they had a little kid with them or whatever. And I had something for mom and dad, but I didn't have anything for the kids. And a bunch of my friends and family said, hey, you got to make something for the kids, you know, just make regular lemonade. And I said,
yeah, come on,
I'm Java Twist. I can't make regular lemonade. We got to make something else. So we opened it up with the chocolate lemonade. We have the blueberry lemonade now. I'm working on a dark cherry juice. I found some dark cherry juice with lemonade. So we're going to do that. So, you know, the sky's the limit. I mean, we have 9 beverages. I probably could do 15 or 16 right now.
Yeah.
I have a grape juice with coffee that's dynamite that is really like out of this world. It tastes like a grape Tootsie Pop. The grape juice with the coffee, it's a wild flavor. But I haven't launched that, you know, because we have more customers wanting the non-sugar stuff and more in the lemonade because it's more mainstream.
Okay.
So I'm really trying to be customer-focused. Like, what does my customer want?
Yeah. So let me ask, how many people do you have working for you, Steve?
So it's me and my business partner, Tom.
Nice.
He's about 80.
Wow. So you guys, I mean, you have to admit, this is very contrarian in terms of flavors. Like, how did you get into this, or what inspired you?
So I've been a barista for a long time, and part-time barista. A little bit about my backstory is I went to school to be a pastor, and God kind of changed my path. We moved down here and I needed a job. So I found a job, just in the mall. And then one of my customers came, I worked for a company called Sharper Image for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then one of my customers came and recruited me and I became his employee. And I worked for a garage builder, garage door installer.
Wow.
So I did that full time. Well, I needed a part-time job.
Yeah.
So I started working at Starbucks. This is now 25 years ago. I started working at Starbucks and I worked overnight because we needed the money. My wife was pregnant at the time and we needed the cash. And so I worked there. And then I always kind of held a part-time job in coffee. I worked in my church with the coffee shop. It was really, we go to a pretty good sized church here in Waukesha.
Can I ask which one it is?
I go to Fox River.
Nice. That's a very big congregation. Yeah.
Yeah. So I ran that coffee shop for over 10 years. And in that world, you're R&D and drinks all the time, right? Like you're researching, developing, and you're coming up with different things. And as a barista, I mean, I went to all these different, so I got my certification as a barista.
Yeah.
I can actually make latte art on your cup. You know, I can make hearts and dragons and all
cool. Sorts.
And so I was.
You do parties too?
What's that?
That'd be a great party favor. Do you do parties? Is that an offering?
No party favors.
Okay.
No.
Okay. But still, I mean, that is a really cool.
Right.
You're not just making them. You're doing art.
So literally I made this drink because I was serving Arnold Palmer's and I ran out of iced tea and I had cold brew coffee. And coffee is a lot of like wine and there's so many different properties to it. And the more I'm in coffee, the more you realize that there's so many different uses that you can use for it. And it's so diverse. And not a lot of people know this, but coffee is actually the seed of a fruit, a red ripe coffee cherry.
Yeah.
It's the seed of a coffee cherry. So think of a Bing cherry and it's the seed in that cherry.
Really?
They the pulp, the outside pulp dries and is discarded and used for other things. And then they dry that seed and it looks like a bean because it's split into two. So it looks like the green bean. Everybody knows as green bean coffee, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, but it's actually the seed of a fruit. So coffee seed. And why wouldn't fruit go with fruit, right? But so that's the conversation we have of how kind of Java Twist started. I served cold brew with the lemonade to my customers and they loved it. I had to tweak it, but I realized nobody was making it.
And this so happened at your church, right?
At the church was the initial start. Yep.
Do people draw parallels between your story and the wedding at Cana?
No. No, I don't think anybody has said
that. That may be blasphemous. I apologize if it comes out. But no. But I mean, okay, for sure, though, it's necessity being the mother of invention.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I wanted it for me because I
right.
loved it.
Yeah.
Right? I loved it. And I kind of walked away from the church. I was running 7 days a week, and I kind of walked away. I still go there, of course, but yeah. from running the coffee shop. And I realized that nobody was making it. And so I said, well, I'm going to start making it for me. I had friends and family start asking me. And very early on when I started doing it, I was like, okay, I got to see if lemonade is the only thing that goes with this or yeah. if this could go with something else. And I started messing around with all sorts of different fruit. You name it, I probably tried it. And including dill pickle juice.
Oh, yeah.
With coffee. Oh, that's yeah. a wild flavor, by the way.
I've had beer with pickle juice before.
Yes. Pretty so good, yeah. anyway, so anything and everything, I've tried it. And to go back to it, I was just like, okay, so I found a few and we launched the first one in July. And then I launched the next flavor 6 months later. Wow. And then another flavor 6 months later. And going into it, I was like, okay, I'm still good. And then I like hit a wall now with 9, and it's because it's so expensive. The labels yes. and everything is just so expensive to produce and yes. the cost of goods. So I'm like, I had to put the brakes on, even though, like I said, I could probably do 15 more flavors, but we just are slow. Let's focus on what the customer wants and try to.
And there's only 2 of you.
Right. Right. No. And he does. So go back to your first question. We do farmers markets, we do festivals, fairs, events, things of that nature. I'm in Waukesha Farmers Market every week. I have been since 2019. Wow. I'm pretty much a staple there. I'm in the same spot.
Are you in the winter farmers market too?
Yep. We go downtown up at the winter farmers market. If I'm not there, I'm at a festival or an event. So okay. like September, we do Oconomowoc has a fall fest that we do. We do a cranberry fest in Warren's, a big 3-day festival, wow. of course, with my 2 cranberry drinks. It's a big deal for me to go up there.
Where is that again, Steve?
It's in Warren's, Wisconsin.
And where is that? Is that like near the Rapids?
Black River Falls, Toma.
Oh, okay. Further out. Okay.
It's north of the Dells.
I was guessing the Rapids because it's such a big, you know, cranberries are huge there, but.
Well, the weekend, so that's the last weekend in September. The first weekend in October is Eagle River Cranberry Fest. So yes. I do that one too. Back-to-back weekends, wow. cranberries, all cranberries, yes. all day long. So
wow.
it's a wonderful time of year to go to those festivals and really yes. be a part of it because the cranberry, yes. everybody loves the cranberry coffee. I mean, it's really delicious. Exploring new things for Java Twist is really now this mixer cocktail thing that we have going. It's really the drink is great as a cocktail. I don't yeah. really drink alcohol per se,
yeah. Yeah.
But a lot of my customers do. And so yeah. we're trying to give them value in that sense. And so I launched my own like mixer series on Instagram and TikTok, oh, yeah. all those places so that people can understand that the drink is really good as an alcoholic mixer. So,
yeah, I guess especially in the summer, it's very refreshing with the fruit flavors and the coffee.
Yeah, yeah. And so. To be honest with you, we have, I don't know, what is it now, 20-some plus awards nationwide.
Oh, really?
The award competitions that we've won were Las Vegas and in New York, and they were specifically in mixer categories. So in the cocktail as a cocktail. And so we won a double gold and a blind taste test in Vegas. I won 8 awards last year in New York.
Wow.
5 golds and 3 silvers. So it really just, it thanks.
It's a competitive thing for you too, in a good way.
Well, that was really just proof of concept. All that's just proof of concept, right? Sure. I mean, we took our product to the state fair and we won a couple of things at the state fair. We won best of something special from Wisconsin.
I thought I saw you guys there.
Yeah.
We were there on Saturday. We got out before the flooding, thank heavens.
Oh, I didn't go this year. I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to vend at the fair. That's really what I want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
okay.
Anyway, so we won best of something special from Wisconsin 2 years ago for the chocolate lemonade.
Yeah, nice. Congrats.
Thanks.
No, that's exciting. And so, I mean, what's next? Do you see, like, would you see yourself, if a bigger brand were to approach you and say, we want to mass produce these, is that something that interests you, or do you want to kind of keep it small and local? And
no, I would love to see it scale. I would love to see it scale. So if somebody wanted to come alongside with us and partner with us, or if they just want to buy us outright, I mean, I think I would have any conversation business-wise at this point. It's a hard thing to do 100 hours a week. That's what I'm running, because I still work full-time.
Wow. Can I ask where you work?
I work for the school district of Waukesha.
Nice. Whereabouts? Like what, right in the main?
So I'm in charge of second shift. I'm one of 4 people that are in charge of the 21 buildings and 123 custodial maintenance on second shift.
Nice. So do you work with Lee Montez at all, or is he the day shift?
Yes, he's during the day. I'm at night. Correct.
Sure. We know him from basketball. So
yeah.
Oh, that's great. And it's great that they allow you to do that, or at least that it doesn't affect your work anyway.
Well, I gotta take days off.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
you get those, you know, they're in your contract.
Yeah, that's right. No. I have to take time off to do that, to do what I got to do. And then so usually what I do, because I, in the summer, it's harder because I work first shift. So, but usually I'd be working right now. If it's September, when the schools are back in, I'm working second shift. So in the morning, I would go bottle and then go work on second shift.
Sure.
And I start usually 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Go till 10:30, 11, and then do it again in the morning. So I still get up at 5 a.m., 5:30, get to work. I go bottle for a couple of hours in the morning.
And go to work.
And then go to work again.
Like a true entrepreneur. That's fantastic. It.
And then
how are you doing on time here? 2 minutes? Okay.
Yep.
We're going to continue this conversation with Steve Schuyler in the second podcast and learn more about Java Twist, this really exciting concept that's garnered a lot of success for him. I want to just take a quick moment before we break in this first podcast. There's been so much going on here this week. The Brewers are 9-0 in August. Like, how exciting is that? Their last win was a walk-off homer, I think from a rookie too. We survived these biblical floods. We had Blues Fest, and thanks again to my guest from last week, Bob Mitnack, got me press passes, and my wife and I got to enjoy Mitch Ryder. That was really a really special treat to see a great blues rock and roll legend. And not only can he still perform at age 80, but he is a fantastic storyteller. And, I want to make a quick comment here, if Max will allow me. There was a lot of controversy this week when Mayor Chevy Johnson finally spoke out about the terrible tragedy that happened on Water Street, where 2 Waukesha County girls were injured by a car that went through a barricade and crashed into them. And the driver, who has yet to be identified, was forced to sit by bystanders. They say she didn't leave the scene of the crime, but didn't really have much of a choice. But really, all she got it was like a traffic ticket. There was nothing more than that. And then families, a lot of people are very upset by that, and the fact that the person, their name hasn't been identified. It's really, I think these families deserve better. And, I look for on a future podcast, look for, continuing developments on it, but please, speak out, go on social media to express your frustration, write the mayor's office. One of the theories is that this driver is really well connected with somebody in the city or Milwaukee County, that it's not only a slap in the wrist, but we can't even get an identification for this person. The mayor said that it was simply an accident, that it wasn't But he said it was an accident and just really kind of wrote it off, overlooking how seriously these girls were injured and almost lost, the one in particular almost lost her life. And so these young women, their families deserve better. So, but I know we're getting to the end of this first podcast, so look forward to podcast number two. We're going to get back into the conversation with Steve Schuyler and Java Twist, and where you can find him at the Waukesha Farmers Market and more exciting things. You know, we love, you know, Waukesha is a great city, a city of invention, of entrepreneurs, and Steve's another great shining example of that. So thanks for joining us, and stick around for podcast number two on This Week in Waukesha.